And right now, let's bring him in. Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, I had a rough weekend with NFL picks.
I think a lot of people did.
I went 1-3, but you went 2-2.
Yep.
Has to go down as one of the worst playoff games in the history of mankind. The Buffalo game. My God.
There was a couple of them.
Yeah.
The Kansas City game goes down as one of the biggest chokes of all time.
Unbelievable.
I don't know who you blame for that, the coach or the quarterback. But when you're up 21-3 at halftime, I don't know how you can possibly lose a game. But the Chiefs found a way to lose again, and lose they did. The Carolina game, I don't know what to say about that, but Cam Newton comes up a loser again, which made me smile. The Saints look pretty good, in my opinion. And then the Falcons went out to L.A. L.A. did not play a good game. The Falcons did play a good game. And then you got that debacle that played early yesterday afternoon. And I didn't watch any of it per se. I was at the track, and it was on everywhere except the TVs where I was watching the horse races. And the more I watched that game, the more I'm convinced that Eli Manning is going to be in Jacksonville next year.
Well, I don't think so. But anyways, it was just horrible. You know, one thing I'll say, and I've said this about, I don't care how big and strong the quarterbacks are that do it. Big, strong quarterbacks that run and control the offense by their physicality do not last long in the NFL. You can look at the only running quarterback I know that lasted a long time, and he didn't run towards things, was who?
Steve Young.
And Fran Tarkington. They ran away and around from things. They didn't try to power their way.
We're talking about quarterbacks that won championships.
Yeah.
Not quarterbacks of 500 teams. Steve Young was the best mobile quarterback to ever play in the NFL.
He was a different type of mobile quarterback, like Fran Tarkington was. Even though he didn't win a championship, he
well, that's the NFL today. Yeah. That's what they want to do. The NFL is kind of like baseball, where they want pitchers to throw 117 miles an hour for four innings but have no longevity. They want quarterbacks who could run all over the field but can't play more than 2 or 3 years. You know, what works? It's the NFL is, in my opinion, in some pretty bad shape because I used to watch the NFL religiously, and I had zero interest in all of these games, except the last game yesterday because I wanted Newton to lose.
And, of course, the Oakland Raiders have their new coach. That's all set.
Yeah, so, but you don't think that Eli Manning's going to go to Jacksonville. I think he's gone.
I don't think so. I don't think
because
so.
Because his buddies runs the show. They're a quarterback away from being a pretty darn good team. And if he goes there, and he only has maybe 2 years left to play in the NFL, he's going to have a real good chance to win a championship there before he has one to win in New York.
Well, we'll see, but I don't think so. I don't think so, but we'll see. Well, it really all depends who the Giants get as coach. That it really does. We'll see. You know, hey, wherever he goes, I'm always going to be a fan. So that's
No reason why he shouldn't be.
Yeah, wherever he goes, I'll always be a fan. And if he goes there and they play the Giants, you know who I'll be rooting for? Eli. It's just as simple as that. All right. So now let's go on to hockey.
Yep.
Some games were played over the weekend, and what I can see is the Rangers came up short, and the Islanders beat the Devils. Was it as a good game as 5-4 indicates, or was it like a late last-minute, you know?
No, it was a good game. It went to overtime. It just showed the weakness of both of these teams right now. Neither one of these teams, and including the Rangers, aren't playing good hockey right now. If you look up where everybody was in pretty good shape. The Islanders are in last place in the Metropolitan Division now. The Rangers are kind of like in the middle. And the Devils, they're only 3 points behind Washington, but they're not playing good at all, losing 5 in a row. So the Islanders beat the Devils yesterday to snap their 5-game losing streak. Now the Devils have a 5-game losing streak. And the Rangers went to Vegas last night after beating Arizona, who they should have beaten the game before. And they lost to Vegas yesterday. And Vegas is, believe it or not, the top team in the Western Conference. So it wasn't bad, but The Rangers, they're still not playing that well right now. So, and all three teams go on their midwinter break. They're off for 5 days, and then they'll pick up again. It's not hockey shutting down totally. It's some teams are getting five days off now, and some are getting 5 days off after that. So, yeah, everybody played yesterday, and nobody played good, but the Islanders came up with the win.
All right, now I'm going to make some predictions on tonight's game, but it's not going to be posted towards anything. It's just because it's a national championship game. I'm sorry, I have to go with Georgia because I just don't want to see Alabama win.
I'm going with Georgia because I think they're a more explosive team. They have a lot more offense. Alabama's a boring, grinded out, lousy quarterback team that they depend on defense to win, and I think Georgia has enough of offense to beat them, and I think Georgia wins tonight.
I hope that. Nothing against Nick Saban, really, because he's not a dirty coach or anything like that. I'm kind of tired of it, that's all.
Did you see what your favorite team in college football is doing today or this week or something? Your Central Florida team?
What are they doing?
They proclaim themselves national championship.
Yeah, I knew they were going to, yeah.
And they're going to give themselves a parade through Disney World. Boy, oh boy.
Well, yeah.
Talk about everybody gets a trophy.
Then you had the Cleveland Browns. The fans had the perfect season parade in Cleveland where thousands of people showed up.
The fickle world we live in.
0-16. I think if you're fans and you do that, you're pretty cool fans if you throw yourselves a parade.
Yeah, and when you're as bad as the Browns, you have to laugh at yourself.
And they came up with the money. The city didn't have to come up with the money itself. The Cleveland Browns fans came together with the money, and they put this parade on.
Like I said, you got when you're Cleveland, you got to laugh at yourself. There's not a lot there for you to be hopeful about. You say, oh, we get the number one pick. You've been getting the number one pick every year for forever, and you still stink.
It's amazing. So, and people forget the terrific winning historic portion of that franchise.
They were good to early 80s.
Yeah, they were decent, but before that, they were like a bedrock of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
And going back to the NFL. The Eagles, who was everybody's boutique pick to go to the Super Bowl, they're underdogs at home this week against Atlanta. Yeah. That sums that up. And the AFC games, why don't they just give New England and Pittsburgh another week off and just have them play to go to the Super Bowl in another week? Because those two games are going to be ugly early. New England's playing Tennessee at home, and Pittsburgh's playing Jacksonville at home. I told my friend who's a Steeler fan, I said, if the Steelers don't win by 30 points next weekend, they shouldn't even go to New England.
You're right. I agree with you. This weekend is going to be a terrible weekend, but championship weekend, if the right teams make it, there's going to be good games.
Well, I think in the NFC, both visiting teams have tremendous chances to win. I think Atlanta will beat Philadelphia. And I think New Orleans has a real good chance to go to Minnesota and beat Minnesota. So I think that's what's going to happen. But I think one of those three teams, Minnesota, New Orleans, and Atlanta, will represent the NFC in the championship game. I think the Eagles, like I said, for the last couple of weeks, have zero shot. And New England and Pittsburgh, one of those two teams, will go to the AFC.
All right. We're out of time. We have to go to weather, but we'll check.
Oh, wait a minute. Got a big winner this weekend.
What?
And we gave out horses.
Okay.
In the ninth race at Gulfstream Saturday, my top pick won, paid $13, and my exacta came out, paid $110. So you might have been able to get some money to pay for your fuel bill this week if you followed my plays this weekend.
Well, congratulations on a good winning weekend.
Oh, I don't want to jinx myself, but it's been a couple of good winning weekends.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Enjoy the championship tonight.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.